blasts rock the Russian city of Engels. Just over 10 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine began, the war rapidly escalates beyond Ukrainian territory. Moscow blames Kiev for Monday's drone attack on a strategic Engels airbase some 300 miles or 480 kilometers away from the Ukrainian border. It is also just 450 miles or 720 kilometers southeast of Moscow, Russia's capital. Russia's defense ministry claims the Ukrainian drone was shot down while approaching the Engels airbase, but added that falling debris killed three service members. Yet Ukraine's ability to apparently reach military targets deep inside Russia added to concerns that Europe's largest armed conflict since World War II could involve more nations. Monday's strike, which follows earlier attacks in Russia, was expected to raise questions among allies supplying Ukraine with weapons, including the United States. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters this month that Washington doesn't want to enable Ukraine to strike beyond its borders.
We have not provided Ukraine with weapons that it is to use inside of Russia. We've been very clear that these are defensive supplies. The president said very clearly some time ago, we are not enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its borders. We are not encouraging Ukraine to strike beyond its borders.
The Ukrainian military did not officially admit to the latest attack, but an Air Force spokesman, Yuri Inat, said the explosions resulted from what Russia was doing on Ukrainian soil. Ahead of the latest standoff, Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed he was ready to negotiate with all parties involved in the war in Ukraine. Yet critics did not see that as a hopeful message this Christmas season. Kiev and Western nations suggest that Putin's claims are an attempt to buy time after a series of Russian defeats and retreats on the battlefield in a war that has killed at least tens of thousands of people. They are also concerned about Russia seeking closer military ties with China, with reports of upcoming talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping before the end of the year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.